I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. There was more follow-up today to the failed attempt on Christmas Day to blow up a U.S. airliner. Tightened security measures have been put in place for all travelers flying into the United States. Airport staff are carrying out full body checks on passengers from nations that the U.S. considers security risks. Passengers coming from other countries will be checked at random. The World's Jason Margolis tells us about the new guidelines and how effective they're likely to be.
The Transportation Security Administration announced the new procedures in a brief written statement. It says aviation security must begin beyond our borders. And so enhanced screening will be conducted on people from or traveling through nations that are state sponsors of terrorism or other countries of interest. That would put 14 countries on the list. They are Afghanistan, Algeria, Cuba, Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, Libya, Nigeria, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. It's the latest attempt in a post-September 11th world to keep our skies safe. And as with every new security measure, security analysts disagree about the effectiveness of profiling passengers by country. Norman Shanks is a former head of security for BAA, the owner of six British airports. Shanks says that profiling is necessary.
The sad fact is, it's a particular group of people that are targeting us at the moment, so you're going to focus more on that group than any other. But profiling takes into account their behaviour patterns, their tickets, how they purchase them, how they're acting and interacting with people.
Counter that with the viewpoint of Isaac Yefit. He's a former head of security for the Israeli airline El Al. El Al is widely acknowledged as the most secure airline in the world. Yefit says screening passengers by country of origin is ineffective. What you have to do is interview every single passenger.
I don't care the religion of any passenger. I don't care what country his passport is. I want to ask him simple question to find out if he's bona fide passenger or suspicious passenger.
But just getting through El Al security takes a lot of time. Then there's the question of how screening will be done. Aviation security analyst Chris Yates favors full-body scanners over pat-downs.
Yes, you can do a proper exam of somebody and pretty much determine whether they're hiding something. But, you know, at the end of the shift, on a bad day at work, the security guard just wanting to get home, is he going to do that? And there's the big issue. And I would prefer to see technology doing the electronic pat-down, if you will, than a person doing it.
Counter that with Simon Davies. He's the director of the human rights watchdog organization Privacy International.
These machines can't tell you what the object is underneath or within the clothing. They can only detect the irregularity. The problem is the way modern clothing is designed, the fact that people take many objects of a non-metallic nature through airports means that the machines are of extremely limited value.
Davies argues in favor of more traditional security techniques.
Ordinary and quite boring measures that actually do work, like, for example, making sure that your airport staff are properly screened, that you have vehicle checks. There's hundreds of vehicles in the average airport. These vehicles need to be thoroughly screened. Now, that's behind the scenes. It's stuff the public doesn't see. It's not a politically sexy solution.
Then there's the question of funding and resources. For example, who will pay for extra security measures or expensive equipment in places like Nigeria or Yemen? The assistant to the President for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, John Brennan, summed up the challenges of keeping the skies safe yesterday on the morning talk shows. Brennan said there's no single silver bullet to stop people from blowing up planes. He said keeping airline travel safe requires technology, intelligence, and international cooperation to come together seamlessly on a daily basis. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.